I'd like to invite you to turn, if you would please, to Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to read the first 9 verses. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. I'll be reading from the New King James as usual, and you follow along there in the version you have in front of you. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel, to understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful ornaments on your head and chains about your neck. Our society has been on the downward spiral of feminism, and consequently, in the process of this, there has been a demotion of fatherhood. In attempt to prove the worth of a woman, many felt that they needed to prove that men were worthless. And we see what impact it's had on our society. How many television shows present a well-meaning but bungling dad who mom and the kids have to steer away from danger? How many women are not bothering to get married, but they have children anyway? And of course, along comes the term baby daddy, no longer father. The Bible sees men and women as being equally essential while fulfilling separate roles. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28, Paul says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. One of the roles that a father provides is the role of instruction to his children and training in the admonition of the Lord. As you notice in Ephesians 6 and 4, you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. In other words, husbands and fathers are supposed to be a source of wisdom for the family. And that's a pretty tall order when you stop to think about it. But just exactly what is wisdom? Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with reading with verse 15. Ephesians 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We understand that the time that is afforded us is fleeting, and we live in a dangerous world. Consequently, we need wisdom to make the best use of our time here on earth. And that wisdom is found within the will of God. The Bible is able to equip us, according to Paul, when he said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction and instruction in righteousness, Notice that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we see where we can go for wisdom. We go to God's Word for wisdom. Consequently, we understand that all wisdom comes from God along with knowledge and understanding. In Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, the wise man wrote, "The Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of His saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path." Also down in chapter 24, beginning at verse 3, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." Using the house to illustrate, of course, that wisdom is what you use to accomplish these important tasks. Knowledge is the comprehension of facts. Knowledge fills our minds with pleasant and useful things. Understanding is the reasoning of relationships. Logic becomes the foundation on which we stand. Consequently, wisdom is the application of our learning. It's how we put it all together. A commentator wrote, and I think it's worthy of quotation, that he said, "Wisdom is insight into the understanding," "Wisdom is insight into the underlying causes and significance or consequence of things, which insight enables one to apply to the best end the knowledge which he has." I think that's well said. Well said. We have to realize that knowledge tells you what is happening. Understanding allows you to predict what might result and what your options are. But, wisdom guides you to select the best response. You see the relationship between the three. Now, question, where do we get wisdom? Well, I think it's rather obvious. Most often, people gain some measure of wisdom through experience. They try one thing and try another, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But we make note of the things that don't work. And the next time we try with a different way. And hopefully we'll get better results. But you know, all of this is time consuming. I don't know how many times I've set out to solve a computer-related problem. And I've approached it from this angle and this angle and over here and then from the top and then from the bottom. Still getting the wrong results. But after I expended a lot of time and a lot of hours of work, all of a sudden, the answer was quite obvious. And it became apparent. But this is why, when we think of wisdom, we often associate wisdom with older people who have had an opportunity to try things over and over and over and over again. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 29, "The glory of young men is their strength." I thought about this yesterday when Dylan and I were working on my truck. And if you understood what we were doing, this required a lot of strength. And I kept trying to demonstrate that I still had some. But the glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head. They have been over this road before. They have worked on this project or done something like this before. And so consequently, they know how to approach it from an angle that will work. And the young man with the strength is able to apply it. But it's also hit and miss in some respects, because we don't experience everything as we live. And we're often caught off guard and have to deal with something new. Fact is, I'll have to tell you, that's one of the reasons why I enjoyed working on computers when I did, was because constantly I was being faced with something new. Thanks to all the hackers out there in the world, I was getting approached with new viruses and new Trojans all the time, and I had to adapt to them. But I also would turn to people with more experience and learn from them. And that's indeed what we can do whenever we go through this world. Learn from older men that are wise. In Proverbs 13 and 20, he who walks with wise men will be wise. Did you get that? He who walks with wise men will be wise. Oh, that young men could understand this. So many are so cocky and caught up in themselves, and they think, I have all the answers. The old men don't know anything. Seems like there was a little problem with a king one time who did that. The older men advised him, treat the people right, give them the things that are necessary, and you will reign for a long time. The young men said, tax them to death. Take about all you can get. Who did he listen to? The young men. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools, which that king proved to be, will be destroyed. Instead of personally making mistakes, you learn from the mistakes of others. And you avoid the wasting years of repeating the same mistakes that others already knew about. And by the way, you can do that real easily by just going on YouTube and watch somebody do it the right way. Dylan and I found that out. It saves a lot of time. But that's what wisdom does. It is best to listen so that you can be wise when you get older. Look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Listen to counsel. Receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. When you're younger is the time to be absorbing all of this, taking all this wisdom in. Because, believe it or not, before you know it, you're going to be the one with the hoary head. You're going to be the one that younger men turn to and ask, what do we do? How can we handle this? By avoiding mistakes, we don't have to carry the consequences with us through life. And here, the responsibility of a father is to pass his accumulated wisdom down to his children. Think about that. What do you have to pass down to your children, who will in turn pass it to their children and their children's children? But I know one thing. If you want wisdom, you have to ask God for it. Ask God. James puts it this way in James 1 and verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives it liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. And before you say, well, I don't believe this works. Well, you ought to try it. You ought to try it. It's a promise of God given by inspiration in His Word. And it does work. It does work. It's the very thing, if you remember, that Solomon asked for. You know, Solomon could have asked for anything he wanted. Anything. But what did he ask for? He asked to have an understanding heart and discernment of judgment. Can you believe that? He didn't ask for wealth. He didn't ask for a strong army. No. He asked for an understanding heart. God said, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. I have given you a wise and understanding heart. So there has not been anyone like you before, nor anyone like you will arise after. Think about that. And that's exactly what he received. Notice that Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all men of the East and the wisdom of the men of Egypt. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But the book of Proverbs is the writing of Solomon to pass on his wisdom to succeeding generations. In Proverbs chapter 1, I want to talk about Proverbs 1, verse 1 first. Then we're going to go on to verse 4. But Solomon said, the Proverbs of Solomon, notice, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom, understanding, perceive words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and equity. That is what he was doing when he wrote the Proverbs. Now, what does he say it's able to do? Look at Proverbs 1 and verse 4. To give prudence to the simple, and to the young man, knowledge and discretion. You know, children and some adults are uncomplicated in their thoughts. They act on impulse with very little consideration for the consequences. They are noted for rash decisions and unintended consequences because they didn't take time to think about what the consequences would be. Prudence is the opposite of rashness. And wisdom gives prudence. It is able to give knowledge, able to give discretion to the young. Even without long life, the book of Proverbs can supply a host of facts. And it gives plain choices for what to do in various situations.
But we have to consult it first.
It won't just come to us automatically. Even man, already a man who's already wise, can benefit by increasing what he knows. You don't reach a point in life where you say, well, I know everything there is to know, and that's it. Don't want to know anymore. No, that doesn't happen. That may happen on your job. You know, you may just be so much you have to learn, and then you can do your job. But life is not that way. You must constantly learn. In Proverbs 1, 5, and 6, look at it again. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. None of us know everything or have experienced everything. Even a wise man benefits from learning better choices. A man of understanding, a smart man who can put two and two together, can still benefit from learning. He can take the wise advice that is stored in God's Word and learn from it. He can understand subtle statements and puzzles that present themselves in life. Proverbs is a divinely inspired writing of God, given through the hands of one of the wisest men on earth and expressed in short sentences regarding life. Though offered, wisdom is not always accepted. Notice the wise man tells us in Proverbs 1 and 7, fools despise wisdom and understanding. But look at how verse 7 begins. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Did you get that? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Don't tell me I know everything. You're wasting your breath. I know this and I know that. Don't you try to tell me anything. What's the problem? The fear of the Lord is not in them. The fear of the Lord is not in them. They have no respect for Him or His Word. They are fools because they refuse to see the value in God's wisdom and God's instruction. They are fools because they choose to remain ignorant. That's right. They're ignorant and they're happy in it and they don't want anyone to disturb them. And he says they are fools. And they are fools because they have condemned themselves to making a myriad of mistakes with no outside help whatsoever. Children, though, have the opportunity to learn wisdom from their parents. Look at Proverbs chapter 1. Let's read verses 8 and 9. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother. Now, you notice here that the father and the mother both are part of this imparting of wisdom to the children. Now he says, they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains around your neck. Well, what does he mean by this? What does he mean by this? They will make you a better person. People will notice that you're not like everyone else. They'll notice that you have respect for your parents, that you honor your father and your mother. They will notice it. Why? Because you don't act like everybody else. You don't say evil things about your parents the way people around you do. You speak honorably of your parents and grandparents as well. They will make you a better person. But more than this, the wisdom that you glean through your parents will be passed down from generation to generation. We don't think often about this because we're narrow-sighted and our vision is somewhat limited. But hear the words of Solomon in Proverbs chapter 4. And I'm going to read all the whole of 13 verses here, and I want you to follow along with me. Then we'll give some comment to it, okay? Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Did you notice that? Do you notice how the father says, I got it from my dad. Now I'm giving it to you. That's the way wisdom is. That's the way wisdom is. It's so sad that children come up in homes where either there's only one parent or maybe even no parents. Sometimes their kids are abandoned and put into foster homes. And they don't have parents who do what God intended to be done. Passing wisdom on from generation to generation. But that's our responsibility as fathers, is to see to it that our children have the wisdom that we have gleaned through studying God's Word. The wisdom that we receive will also be protection to us. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 down through 23, Solomon says, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother." Listen to it now. "Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Did you see that? Now, the question is, are you listening to your father? Have you learned the lessons of life that your father has taught you? And if you are a father, are you prepared to pass them on to your children? You must know that fathers make mistakes. There's no doubt about it. But Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 9, we read where the Apostle Paul says, "We have had human fathers who have corrected us, and we paid them respect. Yes, we know they made mistakes from time to time, but we paid them respect." And of course, how much more shall we be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? But we don't have to repeat the same mistakes. For we are blessed to have a heavenly Father who has passed down His wisdom to us through His Word. And it behooves us to learn from Him and pass this on to our children, who will in turn pass it on to their children. Fathers are a necessary part of God's plan. And may we all do our part to be the kind of father that God would have us to be.